This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Just talking about the Supreme Court and how bad they suck. And then we'll get to red states and blowing it again and the Biden debate talk. Legos is a garbage company and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, well, I already talked about the Murthy versus Missouri decision from today. In case you're just now joining us, Supreme Court, 6-3 was the vote. They gave a decision today that was awful. A decision that essentially allows the White House to continue censoring Americans as long as they're just encouraging private companies to do so. And I got this email. Jesse, we need to have an honest conversation about how bad Trump's nominees for the Supreme Court were. The amount of political and social capital that we used for that spineless eunuch Kavanaugh, and after all they did to him, he still doesn't realize the left is intent on destroying anything, everything by any means necessary. He goes off on Barrett and everything else. The Supreme Court is not only not going to save us, it's actively working to prevent us from saving ourselves. Sorry, I'm a little worked up today. His name is Chris. Okay, so let's discuss something. Three judges. Trump got three judges. Gorsuch is a star. Perfect? No, of course. Nobody's perfect. But Gorsuch has been awesome. Barrett, she sucks. And Kavanaugh sucks. Now, let's talk about why this happens and how this comes to be. I'll finish by just blasting away at Brett Kavanaugh, but how does this happen? Well, you know how, do you remember when I was talking about FBI agents, FBI employees, and how you and I should treat them in our personal lives? We should begin shaming and shunning anyone we know who works at the FBI. Not because we're bad people at all, but because it needs to become a mark of social shame that you work for the FBI. It's an evil secret police organization. No longer should there be an ounce of admiration in anybody when, hey, I'm Mark and I work at the FBI. You know, traditionally, We've got, look, it's been me too. Oh, really? Cool. What do you do? Counterterrorism? You know, that kind of thing. Immediately, you'll know we're on the right track when someone says that and you go, ugh. That should be a mark of social shame. And we should shun them. Those people shouldn't be invited to your parties. One moves into the neighborhood, everyone should freeze him out. Don't talk to him. Why? Social shame. The social shame system is powerful. That's pretty much what culture is. It's a social shame system. And it's going to totally differ from culture to culture. In this culture, we value this. So if you are this, you will feel celebrated. Other people will see that that celebration and they will be encouraged to do the same thing. In this culture, we hate this. We shun this. Other people will see that hatred and see that shunning, and they will not want to become that. The social shame system is the most powerful thing in the world. It's more powerful than laws. Peer pressure is peer pressure for a reason. It works. It's effective. It's powerful. That's why I said that about the FBI. This is going to come back to the Supreme Court. Just stay with me. What's one of the reasons I give you for why you should move from whatever blue area you're living in, if you're living in one right now? Why would I tell anyone to move from New York City when it's a place I love? I visit New York City for fun because I adore it. Can't help it. I adore it. But I tell people you shouldn't live there. You should move. Why? Why do I say it? It's a place I love. Well, there's a lot of different reasons I say it, but one of the main reasons is you can't really, if you're in there, if you're in one of these blue bubbles, you don't have any idea how much different and better all of life is in a red area. When you get to people, when you get to a location where the people around you share your values, life is better. Everything is better. And I've done it. Look, I've lived in DC. I've lived in these blue places. I know what it's like to have a debate with friends, family members. Hey, should we, are you sure we should put that Trump yard sign out? No. I'm voting for him big time. What if the neighbors don't invite us to the party? What? Are you sure we should pick up Aiden, Jaden, and Braden from school with the Trump bumper sticker on our car? You know what it's like at the school. What if our kids get shunned? That's what your life is like in one of these blue areas. Dude, there's people in my neighborhood, they've spray painted Trump's name on their fence. It's not like that here. It's not like that everywhere else. Social shame is powerful. So how does this apply to DC? Well, I'll get to really brutalizing Brett Kavanaugh in a minute, but let's talk about this. When we deal with people, I don't want to call them celebrities, but that's probably as good a way as any to describe it. People where you and I, we see them on television. What are they to us? They're TV stars for the most part. Actors, actresses, you could say they're like that, but they're not real to you. Amy Coney Barrett isn't real to me. I've never met her. And I guess because of what I do now, I might end up at the same event and meet her one day, but the chances are I probably will never meet her, just like you. I'll probably never meet Brett Kavanaugh. So who is he to me? I've never shaken his hand. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he's like. He's a figure on television. And what happens is when you watch people on TV, in the movies, sports stars are like this, and this applies to political figures. What happens is they cease becoming human in your eyes. And they just become celebrities, people you see on television, not thinking, feeling people. Remember what I said? I don't remember if it was last night or last week or whenever I said it about how you should cut people off often, not in the road, but in your personal life. You should be blocking cell phone numbers. You should be blocking people on social media. You should be blocking people from your friend circle. You should cut people out of your circle. And let me explain, as it relates to me, I didn't really go into this at all, but when it comes to something like social media, people who are fans of the show, fans of me, they'll just, on a whim, they'll get on there and say, oh, you stupid idiot, coward, loser. And then you block them. They say, what? I I was a fan. What did you do that for? Well, why would you call somebody those names? Why would they do that? Well, yeah, they're dumb and whatever, but for them, I'm just a celebrity. Somebody you hear on the radio or see on television. But the truth is, I'm flesh and blood. Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, all of them, all these people are flesh and blood human beings. Where do they live? The D.C. area. Most of them live in Northern Virginia because no one wants to or can afford to live in D.C. But most of them live in Northern Virginia, some Maryland, but they live in the D.C. area. They are surrounded by the numbers are staggering how blue that part of the country is. It's way bluer than Los Angeles or New York City. You understand that D.C. is bluer than New York City by about 10%. That's amazing, right? You think about New York City, this liberal dump. D.C.'s bluer. Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, these types. When you live in that, it's not just that they're justices. They're not just people you see or I see on TV in black robes. Amy Coney Barrett is a mother. She has a husband. She has a bunch of kids. Chris, she's Catholic. I think she has 5 or 6 kids, I believe, if I remember it. What? Am I not allowed to say anything? Sometimes Catholic. I wasn't being rude, Chris, whatever. Anyway, she's Catholic. She has a bunch of kids. She's a mom. Her kids, they go to school. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it? You know how I am when it comes to caring what people think? My wife's the same way. But she will, and she's right about this, if we're going to, we have this pizza place locally, sometimes we'll go down, get a bite, it's just a good place, you can get a pizza, you can get a beer there if you want, whatever it may be, and sometimes, because I'm me, I don't want to put on decent clothes for it. I'm not dressed in sweats or something like that, but let's say I'm wearing shorts, it's hot, we're wearing shorts, maybe not the best t-shirt in the world, just walking around the house. Hey, let's go get a pizza. Yeah, sounds good. My wife will say, hey, are you sure you want to wear that? Remember, hey, we ran into the principal at the school last time. Now, that's a small thing, right? It's not a big deal. But I look at her and I say, you know what? You're right. I'll throw on a collared shirt. Your kid's reputation, how they're treated at school matters. This is just one aspect of the world where these people live, where they work, where they worship, where they drive. We lose sight of the societal pressures, the social shame system that surrounds these D.C. justices. They're rock solid. You put them on the bench and they just crumble before our eyes and we look around and say, what happened? Well, Washington, D.C. is what happened. Now, that's as nice as I'm going to be because it's time to go both barrels on Brett Kavanaugh. Before I do that, let's do this. It is June 26th. That means there aren't many days left to take advantage of something going on at Pure Talk. You see, at Pure Talk, until July 4th, this is only going on until July 4th, Pure Talk has partnered with America's Warrior Partnership, helping veterans come back into the world. It's very, very hard, believe me, I've been there, you've heard me tell my stories, to come back into the world. You're angry, you're violent. Sometimes you're struggling with alcohol. I most definitely was. You're depressed. Who's going to help these guys? America's Warrior Partnership is. Pure Talk is helping them help these guys. What do you have to do? Nothing special. Just switch to Pure Talk. It's 10 minutes on the phone. #250 say Jesse Kelly. That's how you switch. Go now.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We are going to get to a bunch of emails and some illegal immigration talk, but we're discussing SCOTUS and the failures of the Supreme Court. And Jewish producer Chris dropped the bomb on me during the commercial break that it's a bomb because I think it's a very fair criticism he leveled of me. He said, I have a very difficult time tearing into women. He said he was noticing it because it sounded like I was giving Amy Coney Barrett a pass and I'm getting ready to light up Brett Kavanaugh. He pointed out correctly when it comes to callers. If it's a dude rambling on, click, hang up. If it's a little old lady, if it's a woman, she she goes a little longer. She gets to go a little longer. I've talked about this in my personal life before. If there's a manager, a supervisor I want to talk to, bring me your manager. I remember it happened at a restaurant because I got lectured about never doing this. You know, you're supposed to talk to the manager. That's the polite thing to do if something goes wrong. Don't leave and never come back. Tell the manager so he can fix it. And I was super hot about something that had happened. This is a while ago. And I finally agreed to do it. I never do that. All right, may I speak to your manager, please? And I was all pepped up for it. I'm just going to let him know. I'm going to give it to him direct. Comes out and it was a woman. And it was easier. That's a very fair criticism, Chris. It's very fair criticism. I'm not exactly sure why that is. I don't know. They're women. They're more delicate. They should be. I have a very barbaric caveman view of life. Where don't agree with me when I say that, Chris. Men are supposed to lead. Men are supposed to protect. Women are. They're a perfect fit with men in that they're perfectly opposite for men. My wife provides things that I can't provide. I provide things she can't provide. But they are supposed to be protected by men. And so I don't like yelling at them or anything like that. Or if I made one cry, you know, and of course, in 17 years of marriage? Oh, gosh, I don't know how long. I've made my wife cry before, more than once. Gosh, I feel about an inch high. You know, you fight and you say something stupid and she's not a crier. I've made her cry. Oh my gosh, I'm a mess. I can't do it. Okay, so that's a very fair criticism. I don't know that I'll be able to change that. That said, we're not talking about Amy Coney Barrett anymore, Chris. I'm talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I can tear into as many dudes as I feel like. Not that I'm just in the Air Force. I realize how that sounded. Anyway, Brett Kavanaugh. I think Brett Kavanaugh is very emblematic of how the right has been for most of my life. And part of the reason, a huge part of the reason why we have lost so much ground culturally so fast. I think Brett Kavanaugh is a bright, shining example of this. And I'm mortified by him, to be honest. Did you know that my least favorite Supreme Court justice is not Ketanji Brown Jackson or Sotomayor or any of them? My least favorite Supreme Court justice by a mile is Brett Kavanaugh, because I view him as being a gutless coward. Brett Kavanaugh, he was appointed by Trump. So he had to go through the nomination process, and you remember it. This is a guy who's lived most of his life, obviously in a very milquetoast, benign way. In the Dirty Communists, they accused him of being part of a gang rape gang. You realize that? They accused Brett Kavanaugh of being an alcoholic gang rapist. They dragged Christine Blasey Ford out, who very likely has never met Kavanaugh, and they accused him of raping a woman that he probably has never met. And then after that, and by the way, I should point out, when he was going through all this, everyone, myself included on the right, we were mortified by how they were treating this man. And we all, I did it too, locked shields around him and said, "This is insane. You're destroying a good man. You evil demons." We locked shields around Brett Kavanaugh and carried his sorry butt through that nomination. The public support from the right being universal is the only reason he's a Supreme Court justice. And I know that because I know what happened inside the Senate. Did you know that? You, what you did, you're the reason he sits there. And then after he gets there, they tried to kill him. They tried to assassinate him. Chuck Schumer gets up and gives a speech and names him by name and threatens him with the whirlwind. And right after that, some crazy nutball communist arms himself, a gun in the works, and flies to his home. He was outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home, ready to end his life. And Brett Kavanaugh, in response to all this, "Well, he's just trying to be liked by D.C. After all, I want to get into that nice steakhouse on a Friday. I wouldn't want to be a big meanie McMean face. You know,
These people were trying to murder me, and they accused me of gang rape. But if I bet you if I'm a little bit nicer to them, I bet they'll come around and see my point of view. Brett Kavanaugh is by far the most detestable Supreme Court justice because he's a gutless coward. That's why. A gutless loser coward who, no matter what he is faced with, can never find the guts to fight back ever. Begging for approval from the people who tried to murder him. That's how pathetic Brett Kavanaugh is. In fact, I don't want Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Brett Kavanaugh, he should actually run for president or Senate because he's the ultimate Republican. If you had to build a Republican, you'd build Brett Kavanaugh. He'll get screwed over by the dirty commies at every turn. They'll ruin his life, destroy his reputation, try to murder him, and when he's faced with more criticism, he can't grab his ankles fast enough. Brett Kavanaugh should be on the poster of the GOP. They should blow up a big 50 by 50 foot poster and make Brett Kavanaugh the GOP logo. In fact, I've just decided from now on, he's what do we call him? Judge Logo. That's Brett Kavanaugh because he's the GOP logo. I knew I was going to get my blood pressure up. I'm going to calm down for a second. We're going to do a couple emails while I calm down. But that's it. I've had enough of Judge Logo. I can't take it anymore. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will dig into the ISIS guys who are apparently still coming across the border. Golly, here in a few, but we're keeping it popping.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
On the Jesse Kelly Show, freakishly tall grillmeister. Doesn't CNN want to see Biden swapped out for Gavin or Michelle or, frankly, anyone with an actual pulse? It seems like it would be in their best interest to embarrass Biden enough to cause Dems to switch horses. Isn't that the reason why they're holding the debate in early June to begin with? Look, obviously, I believe the left wants Joe Biden out. There's no question about that. They want him out. They keep running articles about it. Who would be the replacement? How do we replace him? But they don't know how to get him out. And they're most definitely not going to use a debate at CNN with Jake Tapper and Dana Bash and try to use that to torpedo Joe Biden. And it's not for Joe Biden's sake that they won't do that. It's for CNN's sake. CNN has chosen an audience. You choose an audience. Let me tell you something about doing media. As much as I know about it, I'm obviously fairly new to the whole thing myself. I've been doing this 6 years. Radio and TV. I've lived a normal life before this, but I do radio and TV for 6 years. It's not just that your audience tempers you. And what does that mean? You have a million options on what you can be listening to right now. Whether you're listening on the radio, maybe you've got it podcasted. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can podcast it, iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. But you have a million choices. You can choose to listen to whatever. And if you don't enjoy this program, if you don't get anything out of this program, you will leave. You will put different shows on your list. I listen to this and I listen to this. Oh, I stopped listening to this. And there have been plenty of people who've stopped listening to this show. I have no doubt about it. I'm sure there have been. And there should be. You temper your list, and you should temper your list based on what you like. But it works the opposite way, too. If you're, I'll just make it about me. I'll make it about the show. I temper my audience as well. And this is what I mean by that. People think, and maybe this is the right way to think about it, people think that I just want everybody listening. I just want as many people listening as possible. Well, don't get me wrong. I want the show to be big. I mean, I'm as ambitious as anyone else. I want the number one show and all that stuff, but I don't want everyone to listen because a bunch of people are losers and shouldn't be listening. Why would I want a show for everyone? If I try to make a show everyone likes, then it doesn't stand for anything. It's just lame, milquetoast garbage. I don't want everyone listening. Sometimes I'll say offensive stuff just so people will stop listening. What do I tell people who write in? You notice I don't get emails anymore? It hardly ever happens where someone will say, I'm offended. You said this and it offended me. You said this and it offended me. We don't hardly get those at all. Those used to be what we would get all the time. And I don't hardly get them at all. You know why? Because the people who get offended, they're already gone. And they should be gone. Get out. You should be gone. You choose an audience. It's not just that the audience chooses you. I want an audience of people who like to laugh, but who hate communism, people who like to eat, people who like to talk about different things, crazy things, history things. That's who I want listening to the show. When I did the book tour, where we were visiting various cities, you know how much fun I had? I still talk to my wife about it because I got to meet you. And there were something like 400 people at every event. And guess what? We got along because you're like me. And that's what I want. CNN has chosen an audience too. They have chosen, they've made a conscious choice to cater to the hardcore leftist. That's what CNN is now. That's their market. That's their brand. CNN can't go after Joe Biden tomorrow night because their brand, their base, their bread and butter would leave. CNN, for CNN to go after Joe Biden tomorrow night, let's say that you think they're going to attack him and whatnot. It would be the equivalent of me coming on here after tempering the audience. You know, you know how hardcore you are. And me coming on tomorrow night and saying, guys, listen, I've decided that I'm kind of okay with illegal immigration. I think we should bring more of them in here.
And in fact, I think Republicans are just, they're too mean. I want to be nicer, and I think Republicans should be nicer to Democrats. And don't call them communists anymore, because that's mean, and I don't want to be mean. You would already change the channel, wouldn't you? I've tempered the audience. I can't now show up and be King Wuss. I can't be Brett Kavanaugh. I have to keep being me. I have to keep being the guy who takes chalk. If I stop taking chalk, you'll stop listening to the show. I must have a male vitality stack in my veins, or you won't listen. You'll be able to hear it. If I skip a day, I would imagine it would come across on the radio and you'd say, oh my gosh, he didn't take his male vitality stack today. That can't ever happen. If I came on here tomorrow night and sounded like Brett Kavanaugh, you would change the channel. By the way, take your male vitality stack from chalk, gentlemen. Do you want to end up like president, like Judge Logo? You don't want to end up like Judge Logo. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call or text him 50CHALK3000. Jesse, why does Joe squint all the time? Why does he always have to go for the sunglasses? He often makes mistakes when reading a prompter, all the prompters of work, so on and so forth. What's with the sprint, with the squinting? Okay, now I'm going to say this, and I know there are people a lot more educated about this than me. I just have experienced this personally in my life, just the people I know. Dementia, senility, Alzheimer's, these things are terrible things that people go through. Terrible for the families. It's terrible for the people who aren't suffering from it. It's terrible for the person who has it. But let's focus on them at the moment. This is how it was explained to me once in the most layperson way possible. Again, there are deeper medical explanations than this. The person, let's say it's dementia. Let's say you have dementia. It's not as if you're unaware that you're not functioning properly. That's part of the reason people who have that will have such bad anger issues, and they'll end up, it's one of the things that makes it so sad, they will end up lashing out at people who they love the most. If it's a husband, he'll be snapping at his wife, yelling at his kids. If it's the wife, she's snapping at her husband. It happens. And part of the reason is your brain is not working the way it's always worked. And you know that. You know, it's the cruel thing. If it was always like that, you wouldn't know it. But you have lived your entire life with the brain that functioned. And so if you're a dude and you're suffering from this, and your wife walks in and your kids walk in, even if you don't recognize them because your brain has been eaten up, you can tell by the look on their face, it would be very obvious, you know you should. You know you should know who these people are. They just walked in. Now you're angry. You're scared. Being afraid is part of it too. As your mind goes, you're afraid. You're angry. It's extremely sad. It's very, very sad. It's a terrible thing. It's one of my mortal fears that I will put my family through it. I'm scared to death of it one day. I'll be honest with you. It's one of my fears. But you're afraid. And so what happens is you will try. The squinting is very, very, very common. You're trying to focus your mind that's not working right. It's a physical reaction to a mind that is extremely foggy. When you squint like that, you're essentially trying to shake that fog out of your brain so you can, I know I'm supposed to get the, when you see Joe Biden doing it, you can always tell he's trying to get words out. And he knows the words aren't coming out right. Remember, Joe Biden doesn't have a stutter. Remember when they tried to convince us he has a stutter? Joe Biden has been speaking perfectly fine for the entirety of his career on camera. Speaks really fast, really clear, always like this. He knows he's supposed to be able to find the words, but they're not coming to him. And he's focusing. That's why the squinting. That and the drugs. Listen, these things they have him on. And I've had doctors and nurses email the show who've come up with theories on what they're giving him, and they're remarkably consistent, I should point out, the theories you have. So I bet you're right. I don't want to give it out because who knows whether that's right or not. But the drugs they get him on makes it bad too. Now he's all hyped up. Now it's an ugly situation. All right. We get to some more emails about deporting illegals. In fact, let's talk about illegals and whatnot. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hope day, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Send us your emails. Jesse, do you think we should change our words around to help with Norm and Norma? Instead of deporting illegals, we will rehome them. It's okay, so he wants to use a nicer word, rehome them. Okay. Well, let's discuss this. For one, it's bad. Mayorkas is all over the news, and man, I'm very worried.
DHS confirms that at least 400 migrants with potential ISIS ties recently crossed into the United States.
That is incorrect.
Tell us why.
That reporting is incorrect. We do not have identified 400 people with potential ISIS ties. And let me again assure you that individuals who are identified to have those ties would pose a concern to us from a public safety and a security perspective, and they would be priorities for detention and removal.
Calling that initial NBC report inaccurate of the 400 potential ISIS ties?
I think it is inaccurate.
Yeah, it's accurate. And so what are these ties? Okay, well, let me explain. We've talked about this a couple times before. When you're coming across the border, you only come across the border with the permission of the cartels, if you're coming across illegally. And there are different fees you pay the cartel depending on who you are and what you want. If you're a young male laborer and you are coming over here to pick some strawberries, you are going to pay one fee. If you are, gosh, just, I know it's really ugly to think about. If you're an attractive young female, they have plans for you and you're going to pay a different fee. If you're one of the people who doesn't want to get caught, there are people who plan on getting caught. That's actually the majority of them. And then there are those who don't want to get caught. You are going to pay a premium. You have to pay the cartel more because it takes more effort to get you across the border without being caught. There are networks along the southern border where bad state actors, think, you know, Russian intelligence, Chinese intelligence, and terrorist networks, they have found organizations willing to get them across the southern border as long as they pay a premium for it. And obviously, these are people, they're not like the others. They're not the guy who's going to pick strawberries. They're going to interview him, take his picture. He'll fly him to New York, and he'll be picking strawberries in Bakersfield, California by next week. These are guys who never want to encounter law enforcement or they're in deep trouble. So they have a network there for people who don't want to get caught, and you will pay a premium for it. And those are the really, really, really bad guys. What we have is word that this network, it's been working overdrive too. It's not just the children and strawberry pickers. This network where the really bad guys get in without getting caught, yeah, it's picked up steam. And these are the people running our immigration system.
With respect to the people from Central Asia, we have no evidence that they are individuals plotting to harm the United States. That is inaccurate.
Of course it's accurate. And as they pointed out, even NBC is reporting on this ISIS-affiliated network.
Tonight, NBC News has learned more than 50 migrants with potential ties to an ISIS-affiliated smuggling network are at large in America. Many illegally crossed the border and were released into the U.S. by Border Patrol because there was no information suggesting terror ties at the time. Now, their whereabouts are unknown as immigration agents look to arrest them, U.S. officials tell us, saying they're among a group of over 400 migrants DHS identified in the U.S. from Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Moldova, Kyrgyzstan, Georgia, and Russia as subjects of concern because they were brought to the U.S. by an ISIS-affiliated smuggling network.
It's really bad. So let's go back to what you were talking about illegals. Because I've been lamenting that I do not believe the public or the GOP has the stomach for mass deportation. And don't email me and tell me, yeah, I do. I'm not worried about you. I know you'll be fine. I'm talking about Norm. I'm talking about Norma. I'm talking about the potential Trump administration. I am very concerned about having the stomach for it. Because what will happen if they follow through with it, if Trump gets elected and follows through with mass deportation, what will happen will be the largest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind to counter that mass deportation campaign. Because the globalists, not just in America, but internationally, Western leaders have committed to replacing the citizens of their nation with hostile foreigners who can be bought for a $500 Visa card. This is international now. Germany, France, the UK, it's happening all over the place. The same thing that's happening here. There is a global commitment to getting rid of you and you pesky right-wingers and your rights and things like that. So if somebody like Trump comes along and actually tries to stop it, or more specifically, tries to reverse it, if he tries to round all these millions up and send them home, my goodness, the media stories, the international condemnation, the UN, as I pointed out before, they'll be making Hollywood movie after Hollywood movie about evil Americans arresting and slaughtering illegals. The propaganda will be so over the top that only someone with a spine made of steel will be able to withstand that. Now to the American public, you say we should say rehome these people. Well, it is actually a very clever saying, I may point out. We don't need an American public that has to be sold a special word for it in order to buy it. We need an American public with the stomach to do what needs to be done. And even the ones who think they do, I'm worried they do not. I knew this dog one time. It was my buddy's dog. It wasn't my dog. He was really stupid. And he used to stand on the pavement when in the summertime, and it was majorly hot, and he would sit and hold one paw up at a time. Instead of just walking over to the grass, he'd hold a paw up. And we used to yell at him, get to the grass, you moron. What are you doing? The dog knew the pavement was hot. The dog had no idea how to solve that problem. The American people know illegal immigration is bad. The American people don't truly understand what it will take to solve it. And that's a problem. But, you know, whether they're dumb or not, we have to take care of our dogs. Even the dog on the pavement with his paw held up in the air, even he deserved rough greens. Because he may have lived a life with scarred paws, but his insides should have looked better because of rough greens. Rough greens is actual nutrition. There's none in your dog's food. Your dog never gets nutrition, ever. That's why our dogs die earlier than dogs in other countries. We have these dogs in other countries, they'll run around outside at all times in the danger and the cold and the heat, and they live longer than ours. Why? Our dogs get dog food. Dog food's dead. There's nothing alive in it. You want your dog to live longer? Pour rough greens on his food. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, antioxidants, digestive enzymes. You'll see physical differences in your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We still have a whole hour. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.